Roaming and a Death Experience in 1912 by Arthur Osborne. There was a time when Sri Bhagavan used to roam the hill frequently, as well as climbing to the summit and making pradakshina circuit, so that he knew every part of it. And then one day, when he was wandering alone, he passed an old woman gathering fuel on the hillside. She looked like a common outcast woman, but she addressed the young Swami fearlessly as an equal. Beginning with the rough cursing common to such people, she said, "May you be put on the funeral pyre. Why do you wander about in the sun like that? Why don't you sit quiet?" "It can have been no ordinary woman," Sri Bhagavan said when he told the devotees about it. "Who knows who she was? Certainly, no ordinary outcast woman would have dared to speak to a Swami like that." The devotees took it to be a manifestation of Arunagiri Siddha, the spirit of Arunachala. From that time, Sri Bhagavan gave up roaming the hillside. When Sri Bhagavan first went to Tiruvannamalai, he sometimes moved about in a state of trance. This did not completely end until about 1912, when there was a final and complete experience of death. He set out from Virupaksha Cave one morning for Pachyaman Koil, accompanied by Payani Swami, Vasudeva Sastri and others. He had an oil bath there and was nearing Tortoise Rock on the way back when a sudden physical weakness overcame him. He described it fully afterwards. "The landscape in front of me disappeared as a bright white curtain was drawn across my vision and shut it out. I could distinctly see the gradual process. There was a stage when I could still see a part of the landscape clearly, while the rest was covered by the advancing curtain. It was just like drawing a slide across one's view in a stereoscope. On experiencing this, I stopped walking lest I should fall. When it cleared, I walked on. When darkness and faintness came over me a second time, I leaned against a rock until it cleared. The third time it happened, I felt it safer to sit, so I sat down near the rock. Then the bright white curtain completely shut off my vision. My head was swimming and my circulation and breathing stopped. The skin turned a livid blue. It was the regular death hue and it got darker and darker. Vasudeva Sastri, in fact, took me to be dead and held me in his arms and began to weep aloud and lament my death. I could distinctly feel his clasp and his shivering and hear his words of lamentation and understand their meaning. I also saw the discoloration of my skin and felt the stoppage of my circulation and breathing and the increased chillness of the extremities of my body. My usual current of awareness still continued in that state also. I was not in the least afraid and felt no sadness at the condition of the body. I had sat down near the rock in my usual posture and closed my eyes and was not leaning against the rock. The body, left without circulation or respiration, still maintained that position. This state continued for some 10 or 15 minutes. Then a shock passed suddenly through the body and circulation revived with enormous force, and breathing also, and the body perspired from every pore. The color of life reappeared on the skin. I then opened my eyes and got up and said, "Let's go." We reached Virupaksha Cave without further trouble. This was the only fit I had in which both circulation and respiration stopped. Later, to correct wrong accounts that began to be spread, he added, "I did not bring on the fit purposely, nor did I wish to see what this body would look like after death, nor did I say that I will not leave this body without warning others. It was one of those fits that I used to get occasionally Only this time it took a very serious form. What is perhaps most striking about this experience is that it was a repetition heightened by actual physical demonstration of that certainty of endurance through death which had constituted Sri Bhagavan's spiritual awakening. It recalls the verse from Thaimanuvar, the Tamil classic, which Sri Bhagavan often quoted, when overpowered by the wide expanse, which is without beginning, end, or middle, there is the realization of non-dual bliss. It may be that this marked the final completion of Sri Bhagavan's return to full outer normality. It is hard to give any impression of how normal and how human he was in his mode of life, and yet it is necessary, for the description of his previous austerity may leave the idea of someone grim and forbidding. On the contrary, his manner was natural and free from all constraint, and the newcomer immediately felt at his ease with him. His conversation was full of humor, and his laughter so infectious, so like that of a child, that even those who did not understand the language would join in. Sourced from Ramana Maharishi and the Path of Self-Knowledge.